Bye. Sorry, it's been a long day. It's 3 a.m. But this is TR and Kylie from Two Coast Girls. I'm so sorry. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Yes.
We are back.
It has been a while, y'all. How is everyone? How is everyone doing?
Well, yeah. Anyways, it's been a long week for us too.
Midterms are starting up.
I'm really, really worried. Fun. Yeah, because I have a lot of work.
Yeah.
And a paper and a project due next Thursday that I have barely halfway finished. Yeah. But it's fine. We're doing great. It's once again 3 a.m. I don't know how we're doing this.
Back. Yeah, we're back, guys. Now it is Friday. And honestly, okay, before we say anything or play any music, I just want to say happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Oh my god, yeah. Valentine's Day.
If you have a honey, I hope you guys have a great day together. If you don't, just remember this isn't a real holiday if you don't want it to be, you know? It's really what you make of it. I just hope each and every one of you listening out there, hi Heggie, are just having a great day so far, and we'll have a beautiful day ahead. Valentine's Day, I'm very excited. I think we're like pink and red to, I have just one class today.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Yeah, and so, I think I'm just gonna wear some fun hearts, Valentine's, pink red makeup. Try to get myself into the mood of Valentine's Day. But yeah, I just hope you guys have a great day. And it's okay if you don't.
Yeah. Should we preface how our show goes or what we do?
Yeah,
we are
sure.
Back at 3 a.m. with Kylie and Tiara. I'm from the West Coast, California specifically, SoCal.
And I'm from the East Coast, Boston native. Yeah, girl. All my Boston honeys out there. Basically our show is to kind of just show the difference in our music tastes, which vary greatly. So for my segment, I usually go first, and I will be going first today. I basically talk about a movie that I've recently watched or one that resonates with me based on its like soundtrack or score, and I try to give you the experience and feeling of the movie through a few of like its main songs in the soundtrack or score. And then after that I usually play a couple songs that I've just been bumping. And today it's gonna be Uncut Gems, so we'll get to that soon. Just some synthy vibes.
Oh, I love that.
And Tiara.
Yes, I will be just playing some songs that I've been listening to recently. They're kind of vibey. They're my vibe right now. There will be a lot of Kehlani, just because I love her, and she's making a comeback. And they're somewhat love songs. They're not new. Some of them are kind of old, but, you know, they're not classics, but, like, they're pretty good, you know? I'm excited for it. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm just gonna move over to the third chair and we'll be right there. So I'm just gonna talk a little about Uncut Gems by the Safdie Brothers.
Yeah, girl.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. So that was The Ballad of Howie Bling by Daniel Lopatin from the Uncut Gems official film score. Yeah, so let's just get into this little A24 baby. So as you already heard from that song, that was basically like the initial song that you hear in the movie. I've seen this movie twice so far in theaters. Gave me like good feeling. I don't know, like it's a very interesting movie. Basically about like this New York jeweler in the Diamond District, in like, I think it was 2012. It's like in 2012. And it's basically centered around like his like bad gambling problem. And I'm kind of gonna leave it there, because I like, I don't know, just, yeah, I would go into it kind of blind, because that's what I did the first time and it rocked my world. Yeah, so basically this is starring Adam Sandler. There's also like Idina Menzel, just all these other people. Yeah, no, Let It Go. Yeah, she really been doing that. But yeah, I don't know. It was a really a good and weird viewing experience. I felt the Safdie brothers. I love a lot of their movies. Like recently, I watched like Good Times with Robert Pattinson. And this movie kind of had like a same kind of violent, gritty vibe. That's still kind of like polished in a way that like makes you trust the movie enough to kind of get like kind of pushed around by it. But then in the end, it kind of, I don't know, you feel a sense of just kind of peace, even though you really shouldn't. I'm not going to give anything away, but just, yeah. I don't know. I visually, the Safdie brothers, anything they produce or direct is just like very, very beautiful. They're kind of known for their neon lights and yeah, just a lot of like symbolic colors, and it's just very beautiful. This one, amazing. Also, The Weeknd's in it. He was like, yeah, guys, I want to be an actor. And I'm like, honestly, give it to him. Like, low key, he was in like a couple scenes, which was like funny. It was just great to know that. Another thing the Safdie brothers do that kind of adds to that like interesting vibe that you get when you watch movies is like they are like kind of known for employing like normal people that like don't act, just like off the streets to play some of the main parts. They did that in Good Times, but in this one I heard it was like a lot of the actors were like first timers, and kind of like from the Diamond District in New York, so like it felt very like true, and that was very interesting. I liked that. I don't know, I felt like every conversation felt like it actually occurred and like had happened in the past, and it probably did, honestly. That's something else, but yeah. I would say like if you like neon lights, high energy synthy music, and also basketball was a huge part of this, like correlating to like his gambling problem. But yeah, if you like basketball, if you are a Boston Celtics diehard fan, which like I grew up around a lot of Celtics fans. I've never been to a Celtics game, which makes me really sad. Just like shmoney, you know, shmoney for those tickets. But yeah, I'd say overall, like the takeaways from this movie, I felt like Adam Sandler's performance was A1. He really... I was reading a lot of reviews about his performance in this, and though I thought it was like really strong throughout all of it, a lot of people did make a good point where it was kind of like a one note acting performance. Like he stuck to a character and stuck to how that character was feeling for most of it, and kind of just hammered that home. I feel like the character had some depth, probably could have added some more. Some of the scenes that really should have been emotional and like heart-wrenching did evoke a laugh out of the audience. I think if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what scene I'm talking about, but like I don't know, like even though like it was laughable at some points, I felt like he, and you could tell that he put a lot into the character, and like
I don't know, devoted a lot of like his like emotion and just like feeling to this person. And it's really interesting. So this movie didn't get nominated for any Oscars. I think it did get nominated for Golden Globe or something, but it has been getting nominated at other esteemed awards ceremonies, but no Oscars. And Adam Sandler was just like sick. Like he was like, I didn't really expect it. No Oscar, but like I definitely think he should have been at least recognized for his role in it. I don't know. It felt like he really, I don't know, gave a lot of himself to this movie. And like towards the end, like I really felt for the character. And like having seen Adam Sandler in like Grown Ups 2, Jack and Jill, you know, the bar was low, but I think he redeemed himself. I think he redeemed himself, honestly. Yeah, so basically the score was done by Daniel Lopatin. And I had never heard of this composer before, but basically he's kind of like a new wave synthy music composer. And like on his Spotify and thing, I couldn't really find any other things that he composed. So I think this is his first like major work for a film. And I think it's amazing. Like, I think like the vibes of the movies, like visually through like neon lights, the acting role of Adam Sandler mixed with like this amazing, like kind of, I don't know, enticing score. Like this movie like definitely like engrossed you and like brought you in. Yeah, so basically he just went back to like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s synthy composers and took inspiration from that to create what is known for this movie. It's, I don't know, it's beautiful. I love the score for this movie. Walking over here had like 2:45, it is the absolute perfect like score to listen to when you are alone at night with just like the streets glazed over, having like just rained. I don't know, it's very vibey. I hate that I'm using that word. Let's use it like atmospheric, ethereal. Yeah. So I'm gonna play a couple more songs for you guys. The next one is called F U Howard, and this basically follows his love interest in the movie. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this. After that, I'm gonna be playing just like the actual like main song of the movie, the main theme called Uncut Gems. So yeah, I'll be back after that. But let's get going, guys, and let's start living it up. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Sorry to bring you back from ascending after that beautiful music. So that was the last song from Uncut Gems that I will be playing tonight. That was called Uncut Gems. That was the theme of the film. And Tiara is currently showing me a picture of, I don't know who that is. Oh, is that Noah Centineo? Oh, he's not doing well. I hope you like that. I would definitely recommend it. I would give it a solid 4.2 out of 5 stars.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yes. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Honestly, I'd watch it for a third time. And like, for me to watch movies multiple times, I feel like that tells me that like something connected something. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Definitely recommend it. Honestly, it's like one that like I don't think you need to watch in theaters. Like the music was very beautiful to have like all around you, but honestly, watching it at home, like waiting until you go home, until it, what am I saying? Waiting until it goes on to, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'm gonna do a PSA now, guys. Yeah. Let's look. Okay, storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Very interesting. Basically have a bunker, okay? Have a bunker. Exactly. So basically I'm gonna play one more song, but this is my saying goodbye, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. If you don't, you know what? Totally fine. I hope you have the rest of the week is beautiful for you. I hope things come true. And I hope that like things that you've been working towards pay off, or you start to see like the light at the end of the tunnel. Honestly, just have a great freaking week. We're gonna kill it. We're halfway through February. Here it goes. So lastly, I'm gonna play Boom 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 by Venga Boys for my roommate Heggy. She requested this, and yeah, so I hope you're listening. Probably not. Sleep sweetly, Heggy. I know that you're sleeping right now, but yeah, this song, we've just been bumping in our room, so honestly, let's get it.
If you're alone and you need
guys. Well, that was boom, boom, boom.
Hi, Venga Boy.
That was fun. Dancing. That's such good dance music. I know it's 3 a.m., but some of y'all are working today at this time. We figured it's good for you to, like, get up. But I'm gonna...
get up.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna slow it down with the first two songs. And then we're gonna get into more vibey stuff, like... as Kylie just played boom boom boom. But yeah, I don't know, this is just what I've been listening to. I've been saying vibey a lot. I'm sorry, it's 3:36 a.m. and then yeah, it's been a long week, and I'm gonna play you a couple songs and then I'll even let you know what they are at the end.
You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. No, it's hard, but we need each other. I move mountains on my own, don't need nobody, yo. Change your mind when I change my life. Better stop believing in myself. And we all now looking for God, so we never see it in ourselves. Shit divine and adventure and movie style. It's hard to tell what a prayer compels. You can find me dancing in between the rain drops, trying to find a way to make the pain stop. All the time we're in the graveyard. Got a nigga feeling brand. My instability trademark. Copywritten in all my decisions. This is not supposed to be a way of living. Turn my temple down into a prison.
Spend a ransom before I get cold. You're the only one I want by my side. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. Know it's hard, but we need each other.
Yeah, back on Vincent with the braces on. You slide out the back without the neighbors knowing. Pose for the picture with the pearly whites. Deadlands zooming in, catching all my strikes. Use trade drone for some money and she gave me all I need for the night. 40 survives, morally alright, but I need some advice. And I know that I'm acting foolish.
Could you put me up around noonish? Half a blunt, yeah, we coolin'. Push it up on our outcasts, 100 days eating, yeah, we cruising.
Ooh, and I love you right, I love you right.
Time. time. Many other brothers loved you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. So fuck that coffee shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from them. So chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club, with voicemails on third rings fucking
me
up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once?
Try and slow up.
Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah, maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectations. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere a nigga take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up in there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga house. We don't share our whereabouts, or the gossip, the hood, love. Just supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. How about that? I'm tired of making up and falling out. Wanna be the nigga you're calling out. That pick your body up when you're down and out. Let's chill. How about that? Tired of making up and falling out. Wanna be the nigga you're calling out. That pick your body up when you're down and out. Let's chill. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight.
Thank you. Before I knew your maiden name or even had your picture framed, I knew your body told me things, but shit, I should've picked your brain. When the truth is really we were so under the influence of all of this money, sex, status, yeah, we are some tricks, oh. Trying to get over on me. Yachty got me that thing for free. What more do I need? Tell me I'm just wasting time with you, wine and dining you. If we could still be cool, but I wish we didn't make love first. You know that tore apart everything from the start. Let me hit it like the first night. Let me hit it like the first night. Yes, it did, yeah.
Before you knew my heart, you knew the handles on my ass and thighs. See me with no makeup, with the sleep, you're still up in my eyes. Didn't get to leave a first impression with my wild mind and get you drunk and tell me secrets till we end up silent. And now we seem a little less vibrant. Elephant up in a room and I'm not trying to hide it. I wanna go back in time with you, wanna die with you, if that's fine with you.
I wish we didn't make love first. You know that tore apart everything from the start. I wish we didn't make love first. You know that bodied us, claiming we fell in love.
Yeah. Someone just keeps telling me I'm better than the rest. Now I try to push you, but goddamn, I'm a mess, mess, mess. And if it feels right, promise I don't mind. And if it feels right, promise I'll stay here all night. Just let me love you, you. Just let me love you, you. Just let me love you, you. Just let me love you, you.
I say, girl, you need a hot boy. She said, you need to stop f***ing with them thighs, boy. I say, you need a real nigga. She say, yes, Lord. And what you need your ex for? I'm triple X, Lord. Okay, Ariana, my little mama. Goodbye to the good girl. My ex tripping is no biggie. I Tupac took her. I'm laid up with my new thing. She lit head on my new chain. Then the mood changed. My name changed from Lil Wayne to Ooh Wayne. Oh, Lord. She grinding on this grande, oh Lord. I'm drowning, I'm gon' need that Coast Guard. And when it comes to that nigga, I give her amnesia. She just looking for love. She said she's single and I'm her feature. Oh my God.
What's a good girl? Watch me turn diva. Here goes my heart.
You don't keep my line no more. Oh, oh. Says, baby, all I know is
you don't hear my line no more.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you liked that. Those are just some things that I've been listening to. They're pretty R&B. A lot of Kehlani, as I warned you about, just because I love her and her music is coming back and she's coming back. And yeah, that's just what I listen to. She's a very Cali girl. That's what everyone listens to over there. I don't know if she's that big over here, but you know, it's fine.
It is fine.
Not that it's a bad thing, but like, that's what I listen to. So it's very different from Kylie's Uncut Gems. I watched Tangled today, and that tells you very much our differences in films. But you know, it's good. That's why we're friends. That's why we have a show. So you can listen to both.
Yeah. Writer. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I watched it today. Again. Plus. Yes. It we love is. Disney Plus. This is a plug for you, Disney Plus.
Is that your favorite Disney movie?
I think so. Ooh, right? I'm kind of basic, but it's fine.
But it's such a good movie.
It is a good movie. The animation was pretty.
Animation was off the charts.
Right?
Did it take, like, years? Like,
oh my god, you're kidding. No, I think.
Because it's, like, with the hair and stuff.
No, I think that's, like,
stupid.
No, I think you're talking about, the new Incredibles or Toy Story. I could be wrong.
Like, shows the shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys have a great day. This is, or this was, Two Coast Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Have a great day. I hope you guys have a great
Happy Friday!
Day. It's Friday. I'm so happy. But good night, y'all. Or good morning for...